Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to the Little Yellow Bird No Repeat original podcast. Hello, my name is John Rogers, and who do we have with us this week? We only have the same three 15-minute happy clappers as last time. It's only Zoe Whitford. Zoe, who is your favourite Norwich City stand?
South Stand.
Wow. Richard, what is your favourite Norwich City net colour?
Yellows.
And Claire, what's the one word you would say if Mitchell Dix walked straight into your room right now wearing nothing but a smile and a bottle of baby sham?
Oh, hello.
That's two words.
Sorry.
So this week we played a team in blue, I believe. I think they're called the Bluesters. I don't know anything else about them. Do you know anything about them, Rich?
No.
Is there anything about them?
Never heard of them.
Claire, you must know something about them.
No, not at all.
Fuck them then. So this is how the Little Yellow Bird No Repeat original podcast works. I'm going to ask these people, these wonderful little people, three questions, and they have to answer them at the best of their ability. But if they start repeating themselves with their other interesting answers that the other people give, oh, that's not good. I'm going to take points away from them. 5 points exactly I'm going to take away from them. And then the other people will sail to victory. It's as simple as that. Everybody knows how it goes, doesn't it? Is everybody ready?
Ready.
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 Bluey, because they were in blue. Unbelievable. This is the original podcast.
It's a little yellow bird, no repeat, original podcast. It's a little yellow bird, no repeat, original podcast.
Or is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so this is the first question, and it's going to go to Zoe first. Zoe, I want you to say something nice about the current Ipswich team, and I want you to bloody well mean it.
Oh, man. I work with an Ipswich fan, right? I live in Leeds, and I still have to work with an Ipswich fan. I was talking to him today, and do you know what he kept saying? Kept going, weren't you impressed with the lovely football we were playing? What was he watching? He was like, we hardly hoofed it at all, did we? We hardly hoofed it. We were playing some lovely football. Oh, that was brilliant. I was like, okay, all right, you keep telling yourself that. That's fine. But if I have to say something nice, it's about their right back. He's called Jordan Spence. I think they got him from MK Dons. He was fine. I'll give him that. He played fine. And that's about as much as I'm going to say.
That's good. He was fat ein. Do you mean like fat ein or just fine?
Okay. Just okay.
Yeah. Cool. Nice one. I'm going to give you 10 points for that. Simple, direct, just like Ipswich. Rich, go on then. Say something nice about Ipswich. I bloody well dare you.
This is really hard. Okay. I had a few options. I quite like the fact that Billy Kowalski, whatever his name is, the goalkeeper, can't save his near post. And then that big lad, that really massive guy came on at the end. He was bigger than Dykes. I couldn't even be asked to look up his name, though, but he was impressive. Built like a container ship and had the touch, stopping speed and turning circle of one as well. But the thing I most love about them is their commitment to international cross-border justice. To wit, I love the fact that they're doing their bit for Interpol by having the name of an internationally wanted fugitive who's on the run from the Brazilian police emblazoned on their shirts. It raises awareness and keeps the guy's name in people's minds. So if they see him, they'll remember to turn him in to face questioning. So if you see Marcus Evans, don't approach him. He may be dangerous, but please, please get in touch with the local police station. Don't have nightmares. Do sleep well.
Oh, that's really, really good. Really good. Unfortunately, you stole the Crime Watchers catchphrase, which is probably the greatest catchphrase on television. 5 points away.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Sorry, mate. It's good, though. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Claire, Ipswich. Yeah. They're all right, aren't they? They must be all right. Say something bloody nice about them, dare you?
It's hard because I tried not to pay too much attention to them when they had the ball. I just kind of shut my eyes and hoped they would go away, really. But
my wedding night.
That's exactly it. I did unfortunately notice that David McGoldrick was all right. And
I'm really sorry. I know he's interrupting. You go mental if people do that. But someone said something to me about David McGoldrick. They said, here he comes, David McGoldrout. I quite like that. Sorry.
Very good.
Thanks. Sorry.
I will begrudgingly accept he was kind of at the centre of everything good that they did yesterday. And Zoe's friend, I think, was right in a little way, because I think they did play one little bit of good football, which is when they actually scored. My sister actually said just before they scored, I think Ipswich are actually playing quite good football right now, but just for that split second, and then they scored. So it just goes to show you shouldn't play football. But anyway, I digress. He was at the centre of everything, and everything kind of went through him, including Mitchell Dykes. And on that point, I want to say thank you to David McGoldrick, because he was the victim of quite a blatant foul in the penalty box, but he somehow very cleverly convinced the referee to award the free kick to us, which is really generous of him. So I liked him quite a lot for that. As I said, I didn't really look at them too much because I had my eyes shut. So I looked on social media, and Edmund Crosthwaite of the Ipswich Star, who personally I think sounds more like someone out of Blackadder than a journalist, he said he worked hard in the face of stiff opposition, which I thought was a bit rude about Tim Closer.
Well, we've all done that.
And on Twitter, wedding night again.
On Twitter, I keep going back there. Anders Haywoodson on Twitter went a little bit crazy and said David McGoldrick is the undisputed most talented footballer in East Anglia. Yes. Which, yeah, I'm not quite sure on what grounds he makes that statement. Maybe we need to have an East Anglia's Got Talent competition or something, but we'd obviously wipe the floor with them. So, and also he said he would rather have David McGoldrick than Zlatan.
Okay, mate, yeah.
Obviously, I at that point thought this must be a parody account. But the nicest thing I can say about David McGoldrick is that he actually really reminds me of Leon McKenzie, looking-wise.
He do.
And that was quite nice. Yeah, yeah. So, it was quite nice to just pretend that the Scum Destroyer was back on the pitch again.
Yeah.
The way he played, he really was, to be honest. Yeah, he had one chance, didn't he? He had a little mazy run, just kicked out of play. That was crap. He's rubbish. Well done, Claire. I like that. It was a bit long. You kind of dragged on a bit, but yeah. I liked the way you reminded me of Leon McKenzie.
Yeah.
Well done. 10 points for you. Congratulations. So, should we quickly go through the scores? Zoe's got 10. Richard's got 5. Claire? She's only got bloody 10 as well. Ooh. Are you ready for question 2? I'm waiting for a yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast. So, if you're going to use the current Norwich City squad, I want you to make up the best Norwich player you possibly can by choosing one head, one body, and one pair of feet. And Rich, you have to go first.
Okay. I've always said to anyone who'll listen, which isn't many people, that if Wes had pace, he would never have played for us. He'd be playing for a big, massive club. He'd be a top player, and he would never have darkened our doors. So we're lucky he hasn't got pace, but I'd like to give him pace. So I'm going to make a Frankenwes monster. And that monster's going to be made up from Wes's head.
Consist, are you looking for?
Consist, that was the word, thank you.
I can read your mind.
Yeah. Wes's head. It's a lovely head. Lovely twinkly blue eyes. He's actually, to be fair, for a short man, he is quite good in the air when he gets the chance. Remember the goal away at Leicester?
Nope.
When we got promoted? That was a great flicked header, really good. But being so short, he doesn't get a lot of chance. But it's not for his heading ability, it's for his footballing brain. You want that brain in the ultimate player. So it's how he reads the game, how he sees a pass, he sees pictures that others can't see. So where's his head? No question. To address the pace issue, I'm going for Pinto's body. It's a nice body. He's fast. He's fast.
Have you seen it?
Well, he looks quite fit from where I sit, to be honest.
Oh, back of the Barclay.
The back of the Barclay, the dark.
Not the Barclay.
But he's fast, isn't he? So he would, he'd certainly overcome Wes's pace issue. So Pinto's body. Plus, we all look better with a tan. So Wes with a tan, which he does have at the start of the season. But as a fellow sufferer of having Irish skin, I know how quickly a tan can fade. So if he had Pinto's body, he'd have an all-year-round tan. And then to the feet, well, you'd have to go for Wes's feet, wouldn't you? The little magician's feet, the normal-sized feet, but on a small body, they look really big. So on Pinto's body, they probably look normal size. Well, to be more precise, actually, just Wes's left foot, because whilst he can open a can of beans through a letterbox with his left foot, his right foot is only good for standing on.
A can of beans through a letterbox.
So I'm actually going to have another foot for another player. So I'm going to use Nelson's right foot and Wes's left foot to complete the player that I'm calling Evo Dolly Wesley. That's it.
It's really good. But unfortunately, you've literally copied Wes's head and foot. And you can't do that. You know how mixed up he'll get? Poor little thing. Five points.
Sorry, silly me. Thanks, John.
That's all right. Good effort, though. Really good effort.
Thank you.
Claire, thanks. I want you to ask. I want you to answer the same bloody question that I've just gave you, but in a different way. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Do it, then.
Okay. Oh, well, I got myself in a right old muddle, to be honest, because I thought, did you mean the best looking face or the best footballing brain
head.
Or the best, yeah, or the best heading ability?
Head.
And that was only at the head part. So, and I thought, right, which one am I sure about? And so I would definitely pick Cameron Jerome for the best body. And not in that way. He's, you know, he's very strong and at times he's almost sort of unplayable and he refuses to be beaten off the ball. And I love that about him. So then I thought, actually, I think there's a bit more to this because I'm firmly of the belief that inside Cameron Jerome is an incredible footballer just trying to get out. And he needs just like one little adjustment. And I thought, is it his head or is it his feet that let him down? He gets into the right spaces. Well, I am, because he could be so good. Gets into the right places, but he can't score. Mm. So his head gets him there and his feet let him down. Or is it his feet get him there and then his head lets him down? So I was in a right old conundrum about it. In the end, I just kind of went back to basic biology and decided it was his head. And I would go into details about like the nerve pathways and synapses, but I'm not going to.
Please don't.
No, mostly because I've kind of forgotten it all anyway. But anyway, so Cam needs a new head. I think his feet are okay. But then I thought, what if we could go one better and still have Cam's head, but put someone inside it? You know, like the character of Men in Black, the little alien that sits inside the body.
Is everyone else really scared right now?
But wouldn't that be brilliant? So yeah. There's obviously only one candidate for that because he's the right size and he's a genius. So we actually sit Wes on a little chair inside Cam's head with Cam's body and feet. So Wes's brain and Cam's body be invincible. Literally destroy the universe.
That's not what I asked.
Where's his head? It's inside Cam's head, body, and feet.
It's like being John Malkovich or something.
No. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard a human say. That's really good, Claire. I'm just going to give you 10 points because I'm scared.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Zoe.
Should be.
Oh, God. Using the current Norwich City squad, make up a new Norwich player by choosing one head, one body and one foot footings.
I'm just going to calm us all down a little bit just by thinking about beautiful, beautiful Tim, as I always like to do. I'm going for his head. Tim Close's head. Not only can he head the ball, but he obviously has lots of lovely thoughts because he seems like such a sweet man, and he loves to go into the beach and having a nice walk along the beach, and he's Swiss, so he probably likes cheese and chocolate. So
he's got a cracking nose on him as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you need
a cracked nose for sure.
He doesn't need to worry about, you know, messing up his face because it's already happened, and look how beautiful he is with it already having happened. So think how much more beautiful he could get if he hurt himself again. So I'm going with Tim's head. Yesterday was my first sight in the flesh of Mitchell Dykes. May I just say thank you to Alex Neil, even if it is just for the next few months. But
I second that as well.
Very impressive. So I'm going for his body. He is solid. I like it.
Solid as a rock. Sorry.
Just going against my previous weeks where I've talked about how I like the fuller figured man, but you can't really complain at Mitchell Dykes.
Stocky,
yeah, I suppose big chap, but you know, yeah. Hard.
Oh God,
that's supposed to be.
No, it's just the shorts, Zoe.
Do with being smaller, if anything, his shorts. But anyway, we'll go on to the next one. The feet, if we can't have Wes's feet because, you know, he is getting on a little bit, maybe we don't want the old feet. He might have bunions coming on or maybe fallen arches in his old age. So I'm going to go for the closest we could get to Wes's feet, but with a bit more youth on his side. And I'm going to go for Alex Pritchard's feet because they are very clever feet. And I think on a giant, muscular, rippling body with a beautiful Swiss man's head on it, that's the ultimate player.
That was lovely. I liked it. I like that. I can visualise that person. And I want to cuddle that person. Although it'd be a bit too big, wouldn't he? I think he'd be a bit too big.
Oh, I'd still give it a go. Yeah.
10 points. Simple as that. I can't even begin to bring you down, either of you girls. But, Rich, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, just keep making the same mistakes, John, every week.
I know, mate. But you'll get there. I promise you'll get there one day.
It's like watching Ryan Bennett.
You did really well last time, didn't you?
I did, didn't I?
But then it all went tits up when Jez Moxie quit.
Yeah.
Oh. Just before we get on to the next question, can you? This is a bonus spot question I've just thought of. I want you to give me, in 6 words exactly, which goal out of Wes's goal and Howson's goal against Notts Forest. Was it Notts Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 6 words exactly, your favourite goal and why. And I'm going to go with Claire first.
Johnny Harrison's goal, because it rocked. Literally.
That's 7. You've lost it.
Oh!
Damn it.
Zoe.
Johnny. Volley. Distance. Skill. Celebration. Exotic.
Johnny Volley.
Johnny Volley.
Johnny Volley. That was great. You can have 2 points for that. Well done, Zoe. And Rich, this is your chance. I believe in you.
Okay.
Don't say Johnny Volley again because it'll make me laugh.
Okay, I won't say Johnny Volley.
Wesley. Wally. Go on.
Lobby.
Bobby. Wesley. Jolly Lobby. Bobby. No. Okay. Johnny Howson's girl was a thunder bastard.
Oh.
Ooh. Succinct.
I'm going to give you 2 points for that, Rich.
Get in.
Well done, mate.
Is thunder bastard one word or
that's
two?
A point. Thank you. 2 points away. Unbelievable. You mental. How dare you trying to trick me with that?
Oh. It's one word.
Oh, that's just not nice.
I'm not sure.
No,
just
it's not. Thank you, Claire. Thank you very much for that. I'm just going to... Actually, I'm going to take another 2 points off you for trying to cheat the system. Right, let's work it out. So, Zoe, you currently have 22 points.
Yes.
Claire, you have 20 points. And Rich, you have 8 points.
Oh, oh dear.
Too bad.
You're going backwards, Rich.
Unbelievable. I feel really angry now. Really bloody angry. All thanks to Rich and his lies. Why would you lie to us? Right, that's it. Let's get on with the third question. This is the third bloody question. It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast. Bang. So what I want you to do right now is give me an Oscar-style speech to accept a place in the playoffs. Claire, bloody well go first.
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to thank Viola Davis, who won Best Supporting Actress last night, for whose speech I'm completely ripping off right now. So, thank you to the English Football League. You know there is only one place where all the teams with the greatest potential are gathered, one place, and that's the football graveyard, the Championship. People ask me all the time, what kind of season do you want, Alex? And I say, exhume those teams, exhume those clubs, get them into the playoffs. The stories of the teams that dreamed big and never saw those dreams come to fruition. Teams who gave us hope and then lost. I became a manager, and thank God I did, because we are the only profession that celebrates what it means to live no life. So here's to David McNally, who exhumed and exalted fairly ordinary managers, to Coral, Galway Roast / Green Farm Coffee, the Alan Boswell Group, and Aviva Community Project for being cheerleaders for a story about overrated players, disassociated fans, very little forgiveness, and an apparently gargantuan slice of luck. And to Seb Bassong, Kyle Lafferty, and Ryan Bennett for being the most wonderful players I almost never wanted to work with. And to my captain, Russell Martin. Thank you for putting two entities in the driving seat, Tim Closer and John Ruddy. They have served you well. And to Delia and Michael, who were and are the centre of my universe, the people who taught me good and bad, how to fail, to love, to hold a Manager of the Month award, how to lose, and I lost a lot. Thank you for never giving up on me, my owners. I'm so thankful to the football god who chose you to bring me into this club. Your blind faith is unfathomable. And to the fans, you fail to teach me every day how to live, how to love. I am so glad that you are not the foundation of my life. Thank you, English Football League. Thank you, football gods, for inexplicably, unexpectedly, and undeservedly giving us this last place in the playoffs. Thank you.
I'll give you 12 points if you never, ever do that again.
Anyone fancy
what?
12 points to Claire. I've run out of time now. Thanks very much, everyone.
It's an Oscar speech. They always go on
too
long. I just googled
thunder bastard. One word.
Too late. So, Zoe, yes. It's your turn now. Good luck. Hopefully people are still with us.
Of course they are. It's an Oscar speech.
Claire, play along. Right, here we go. Good luck, Zoe.
Thank you. Oh my God, this is so unexpected. Are you sure you haven't got this one wrong too? I'd like to firstly thank Alex Neil, Ricky Martin.
I love when you act. I love when you act.
I've got a Lambda qualification in drama. Should be absolutely flying with this one. I'd like to thank Alex Neil, Ricky Martin, Alan Irvin, the physios, the cone man, Delia, Michael, Delia's nephew, Jez Moxie. This couldn't have been achieved without your vision. You're the dreamers, the artists. Big screen, I'd like to thank you for turning and inspiring us all. I feel like this was always so beyond our grasp, but somehow we made it. We've got there. And above all, and I mean this from the very bottom of my heart, thank you to breakfast. Thank you to cups of tea, to white sliced bread, to toasters, and to Bon Maman jam. We couldn't have done it without you. You're what we live for. You're the wind beneath our wings.
Oh.
Thank you.
That was nice. 10 points.
Thanks, John.
Well done. Well done, Zoe. It's emotional. I'm in bits. Richard, good luck. The winner of the playoff place is Norwich City. And to collect the Oscar is Richard.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd like to thank everyone. My parents for having me, my wife and children for their support, my mum for doing the sandwiches for afterwards. But mostly, I'd like to thank the team in the top six whose form has absolutely crumbled to allow us in. I hope it's Dirty Leeds. Thank you for saving us from our own incompetence. There are perhaps other teams who are more deserving of this playoff place, but tough shit. We're there. They're not. It's a great honour to accept this place in the playoffs, and it's our privilege to do so. We aim to honour that privilege by going all the way and winning at Wembley and gaining promotion back to our rightful place in the Premier League. Then we can use the fact that we've had two fewer weeks to sort out our transfers as an excuse as to why we failed to buy the two top quality centre-halves we need to strengthen our defence in order to stay up, thereby consigning ourselves to an immediate relegation back to the Championship. So we look forward to the 2018-2019 playoffs, in which we again hope to gain a place. And once again, thank you for everything.
Oh.
Totes emosh.
Totes.
5 fucking points. Right. Let's work out the scores. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guess what?
Drum roll.
It's a draw.
No,
oh, my God. Claire and Zoe have only drawn.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Where did I come, John? Was I?
Towards the bottom.
Oh.
Unlucky, so, though. Well done, Rich. Third. You did really well. Third. You come third. Well, yeah, actually, you came second. No, you came third. Joint. Yeah, same. So, what we need is a tiebreaker. We need a tiebreaker from a celebrity. And today's celebrity is Mr. Chris Gorham.
Ooh.
Thank you. Are you ready for the question? Yes. Here it comes, girls. Yep. Good luck. So the question is, Ken Brown holds the record for the most games as manager, but how many games did he manage? There we go. How many games did he manage? That was the Chris Gorham. Thank you, Chris, for doing this for us. He's not
Thanks,
here.
Chris. Thank you. Thanks,
so,
Chris.
Can I have some guesses, please? Claire, first.
276.
276?
So no, that's wrong.
How do you know?
It must be.
Have you just Googled it? Have you just Googled it?
No, I haven't Googled it.
Googled it. So, this podcast brings the inner teenager out on you, Claire.
I don't cheat. Well, I don't like being accused of cheating.
Google it. All right, sorry, I didn't want to ask him. You just said it was wrong, like you knew the answer. Zoe, what are you going to go for?
No. 220.
220. Ooh. Let's ask Chris what the answer is, shall we? Good luck. Here we go.
And the answer is 367.
367?
Ooh, Claire, that's loads.
So Claire is the winner.
Yay!
Well done.
Rich, you listening?
Yeah.
And commiserations, Rich.
Oh, unlucky, nice, mate. It's like come, he knew you were going to lose somehow. I don't know how. It's weird, amazing. Isn't it?
Well, he's a clever guy, and yeah. It's nice. That means a lot coming from a broadcasting professional.
He is. Can I just say, I've met him a few times, and he is like the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
I wish he was my dad.
Yeah, I wish he was my brother. And then you would be what?
Older than him, though.
I think you're older than him, aren't you?
Yeah.
If he was your brother and I was your dad, what would it be?
If he was my brother and you were my dad...
You'd be from Norfolk.
Delicious.
See my brother.
So let's have a little sum up then. Well done, Claire, for winning.
Thanks.
So let's just go through. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned that Claire has this weird, crazy vision about Men in Black. It's terrifying. Rich reminded me of that one out of Crime Watch that isn't Jill Dando. And where Zoe came up with the hashtag Johnny Volley, which made me happy.
Johnny Volley.
Johnny Volley.
So, goodbye to Rich.
Bye.
Goodbye to Zoe.
Johnny Volley.
And hello to Claire.
Hello.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
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 Hello.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.